USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A federal judge says the CDC overstepped its authority when it extended a nationwide moratorium on evictions. Tim Berg reports.
A federal judge is overturning the national eviction ban, which was recently extended by President Biden. The CDC has banned most evictions since September of last year, and Biden extended that protection to renters until July. Judge Dabney Frederick striking down the executive order, delivering a victory for property owners who have challenged the moratorium. At least two other federal judges have questioned the CDC's power to ban evictions, as landlords say they can't afford to continue housing people for free. The Biden administration did announce they're appealing the ruling. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the curtains will rise on Broadway again this fall. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday that shows will open again on September 14th, with tickets going on sale Thursday. The theaters will also be at 100% capacity. Shows have been on hold since last March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney will face a no-confidence vote next week from her fellow Republicans, where she's expected to be removed from her position as chair of the House Republican Conference. She has drawn criticism from her own party members over her criticisms of former President Donald Trump for him casting doubts on the 2020 presidential election, as well as her vote to impeach him in January. Congressman Andy Biggs says an effort to remove Cheney in February had failed because Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wanted to try to work with her. But the Arizona Republican tells Fox News that that effort is now over.
What changed more, though, is that she continued her tirade against President Trump and those who support President Trump. And she's doing it from a position as the conference chair. The problem with that is no one cares if she believes that and if she wants to do that if she's not the conference chair. So she wasn't representing the most, and now Kevin's had enough, and that changes it because McCarthy is now with us to remove her, and so there'll be enough votes to remove her next week.
And SpaceX has successfully landed a test rocket it plans on using to send astronauts to the moon. The company launched then landed its Starship prototype rocket on Wednesday, the first time the prototype had successfully landed. 4 previous prototypes were destroyed in the process of landing. SpaceX was awarded a contract from NASA last month to develop the Starship for use on the Artemis missions to return to the moon, though the contract is currently on hold after 2 other companies filed protests of the contract award. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.